Welcome back. In this lesson, we're getting into ghost notes for modern punch and vintage soul in Ableton Live 12, with that jungle and old-school DNB attitude. This is one of those skills that can completely change the feel of a loop. Not louder, not busier for the sake of it, just more alive. Ghost notes are the tiny hits that sit around your main drum pattern and make it feel like it's breathing. In DNB, especially jungle and old-school styles, they give you swing, shuffle, tension, and that cracked human feel. In modern DNB, they do something just as important. They create forward motion without cluttering the groove. That's exactly what you want for DJ tools, because a loop that grooves hard at low energy is easier to mix, easier to loop, and way more useful in a set. We're going to build this in Ableton using stock tools and a very practical workflow. The goal is a loop that feels heavy, mixable, and slightly dangerous. Think dark rave warm-up, roller energy, or a breakbeat section that already feels like it's moving before the drop even lands. First thing, set your tempo. For this style, 174 BPM is a great center point. If you want it a little more classic jungle, stay around 170 to 174. If you want it to lean modern and urgent, push a little higher, maybe 175 or 176. Keep your master headroom clean while you build. Leave yourself at least 6 dB so you can hear the groove properly. Ghost notes are detail work, and clipping too early makes the whole job harder. Set up 3 tracks, 1 drum rack for programmed hits, 1 auto track for breakbeat chops, and 1 instrument track for bass. That's your core. Keep the session simple. The cleaner your setup, the faster you'll hear the tiny groove changes that matter. Start with the main drum backbone before adding ghosts. You want the structure to be obvious. Kick on the 1, snare on 2 and 4, and maybe a supporting kick somewhere else in the bar for bounce. Add a closed hat on the offbeats or a light swung 16th pattern. Don't get fancy yet. The main hits need to be strong enough that the ghosts can dance around them. A really useful approach is to split your drum sounds into separate pads or lanes. Kick, main snare, ghost snare, hat, and maybe a percussion pad. Keep the main snare noticeably louder and more direct than the ghost layer. A good starting point is to keep the ghost snare at least 6 to 10 dB lower than the main snare. You want contrast. If everything sounds equally important, nothing hits hard. Now let's add the ghost snares, and this is where the groove starts to come alive. Don't think of them as filler. Think of them as tiny push notes. They should lead into the main backbeats, answer them, or create movement between them. Try placing 1 ghost snare just before beat 2, another just after beat 2, and maybe a little double tap leading into beat 4. That already gives you a strong jungle-style pulse without overloading the bar. Use low velocities for these hits. Somewhere around 18 to 45 is subtle and musical. If you want a little more attitude, you can go up to 55 or 65, but be careful. Ghost notes should feel like they're teasing the groove, not stealing the spotlight. Keep the note lengths short too. Short hits, low velocity, and a tiny bit of timing movement can do more than a pile of processing ever will. This is a great place to use sample contrast. If your main snare is bright and sharp, make the ghost snare a little duller, narrower, or thinner. A rim, a dry snare tick, or a small layered noise transient works really well. That way the main backbeat stays dominant. For extra grit, put saturator on the ghost layer only, with just a few dB of drive and soft clip-on. That gives you a little warehouse dust without flattening the whole kit. Now bring in ghost kicks, but use them sparingly. In DNB, ghost kicks can add bounce and help the loop feel like it's breathing, but too many will wreck your low end fast. Place them before a snare for that falling into the backbeat feeling, or after the first kick if you want syncopation. Keep them short and low and level. If they're only there for rhythmic emphasis, high pass them a bit so they don't fight the sub. Use EQA to clean up anything that's not serving the groove. Usually, a gentle high pass around 35 to 50 Hz is enough if the ghost kick has too much weight. At this point, you should already feel the loop moving more than it did with the main drums alone. That's the whole point. The ghost notes are the glue. They connect kick, snare, and bass into one forward-moving phrase. Next, bring in a breakbeat. This is where the vintage soul really comes in. Use a classic break or an original break-style loop, and warp it carefully. You don't need to destroy the natural feel. In fact, a little imperfection is part of the vibe. Slice the break to a drum rock if that helps you resequence it quickly. Keep the main snare and kick in the break strong, then pull out tiny ghost fragments from hats, snare tails, or little in-between hits. Don't just loop the break mechanically. Resequence it. Move a couple of the ghost slices off the grid by a few milliseconds. That slight push and pull is a huge part of jungle feel. A good chain on the brake track is EQ'd to clean the sub rumble, drum bus for a little crunch and transient shape, then a light compressor to glue it together. You can add a touch of saturator too, but don't overcook it. If the brake starts to dominate the mix, lower the clip gain first before adding more processing. The Ghost details should support the groove, not overpower it. Now let the bass line answer the drums. This is where a lot of people get it wrong. If the bass is constantly filling every gap, the Ghost notes lose their job. So write bass that leaves space. A simple sub layer in operator or analog, built from a sine wave, is a strong start. Keep it mono and centered. Then add a mid layer, maybe a reese or a detuned wave-eatable texture, but don't saturate it so much that it masks the snare. Use the bass like a conversation. Let it respond after a Ghost snare run. Leave a pocket after the snare hit before the bass comes back in. That call and response is old school energy all day. It's what makes the groove feel composed instead of just looped. If you want sidechain, keep it subtle and natural. You want movement, not a pumping effect that kills the swing. Now let's talk timing, because this is where the magic lies. In jungle and old school DNB, not everything should be perfectly quantized. The main backbeat can stay solid and centered, but some of the Ghost notes should sit just a hair early or late. Slightly early can create tension. Slightly late can create that dusty, laid-back human feel. Use the groove pool if you want subtle swing, but don't overdo it. A little MPC-style swing can be great, especially around 54-58%, but keep the strength moderate. You want groove, not wobble. And here's a very practical teacher tip. If the loop sounds busy but not heavy, remove one Ghost note before you reach for more processing. A lot of weak grooves are overwritten, not underprocessed. If a loop is already full of motion, adding more hits just makes it blurry. The strongest Ghost note patterns are usually the ones that know when to stop. In Live 12, you can also use note chance and velocity variation to make the Ghosts feel less robotic. That's especially useful for fills and little transition moments. Maybe one Ghost tap has a 20% chance of happening, while another has 70%. That keeps the groove repeating, but not copy-pasted. Another good trick is building three versions of the same Ghost pattern. Barely there, medium push, and fill-like intensity. Then move between them across your arrangement, so the energy evolves, without needing a completely new drum pattern every 8 bars. Let's shape the drums as a unit now. Route your drum elements to a group or drum bus. On the group, use drum bus lightly for drive and glue, and maybe a glue compressor for just a couple dB of gain reduction. Keep the attack slow enough to let the transients punch through. If the Ghost layer needs more presence, process it separately instead of crushing the whole drum bus. That way your main snare keeps its authority. Use utility often to check mono. This matters a lot in DNB. Sub, kick, and the core snare should stay centered and solid. You can let higher Ghost textures have a little width if you want, but only if they don't distract from the front of the mix. If the low end disappears in mono, you need to fix that before moving on. For the arrangement, think like a DJ tool, not just a loop. Start with a stripped intro. Maybe 8 bars of filter drums, Ghost textures, and brake dust. Then bring in the full groove for the next section. Keep a strong main loop that DJs can ride, then give them a small breakdown or switch up where the Ghost notes become more exposed. That way the idea works in a set and also feels like a proper composition. A really effective move is to automate a filter opening on the bass and brake in the intro. Start the low pass fairly closed, then open it over a few bars. Let the Ghost snare texture stay audible even before the full drop. That creates anticipation without needing a huge fill. Before the drop, try a 1-bar pre-drop moment where the Ghost activity increases but the main snare stays stable. That contrast makes the return feel way heavier. Once the loop feels right, resample it. This is a big one. Record the drum and bass interaction to a new audio track. Then listen back with fresh ears. Sometimes the best Ghost note pattern is the one that reveals itself after resampling. You'll hear which tiny hits actually matter and which ones are just clutter. Then you can rechop the rendered audio, keep the strongest moments, and simplify the rest. Here's a quick way to test yourself. Listen at low volume. If the Ghost notes still create motion quietly, they're probably doing the right job. If you only notice them when the loop is loud, they may be too obvious. Great Ghost notes work like friction. You feel them more than you hear them. A few mistakes to avoid here. Don't overload the bar with too many Ghost notes. Don't make them as loud as the main hits. Don't use the exact same sample for main snare and Ghost snare. Don't let Ghost kicks fight your sub. And don't quantize every single thing to 100%. A little imperfection is not a problem. In this style, It's part of the soul. If you want to push the darker side, try layering tiny rim shots, short noise ticks, or filtered percussion on the ghost rhythm. Or duplicate the ghost percussion track, low pass it heavily, add a touch of distortion, and tuck it underneath as a dirt layer that adds body and grime without cluttering the front. You can also add a tiny click or filtered noise transient to the bass notes that answer the ghost hits. That helps the bass speak in rhythm with the drums.